Welcome back to EAA Radio. We are here at AirVenture 2014. This is your host, Amy Loboda, and I have Louise Hose. She is a contributing editor with Kit Planes magazine and also the editor of a new home builders portal that she is creating, and she's here to tell us a little bit about what this portal is going to offer people who are interested in possibly building their own airplane. Welcome to the show, Louise. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Amy. I'm really pleased to be here.
Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing for Kit Planes this last year and your newest project.
Well, I've been helping out with Kit Planes in kind of a backroom capacity. I've been helping when articles have been coming in that needed some help with the English. They've been written maybe by an Italian who has good English but not native. I've been helping rewrite and doing some things like that. But I have retired from a full-time job with the National Park Service, and I have more time available, so I will be a contributing editor now, actually officially in a contributing editor now to Kit Planes. And Belvoir Publishing has asked me to take on this new adventure, which is going to be an electronic newsletter and a portal into a lot of information about the home building world.
Tell me what that newsletter is going to contain.
It'll come out monthly, and it will have true news. We have news on our website, but if you're a reader of Kit Planes magazine or you're not a reader of Kit Planes magazine, you quite likely don't go there to see what's going on in our news line. And so this will have a link and a little bit of some teaser, a few lines of teaser to tell you what's going on in the news line, and a link over to it so you can see that. The highlight of what's going to be in the newsletter is we will be opening up a few articles each month from our archives that will be linked in. So that normally you have to be a subscriber of Kit Planes to go into our archives. But for people who are not subscribers, who are interested but maybe aren't quite ready to take that jump into subscribing to Kit Planes, we're going to open up a few articles, three or five of them, each month on a topic that might be of interest particularly to those sort of folks. So things like, what happens with insurance? If I want to get a home-built airplane, whether to build it or to buy it, is insurance going to be really high? Can I even get insurance? Can I get insurance while I'm building? And there'll be articles on that topic one month. And another month might be, I'm interested in buying a already built. I don't want to build, but I'm really interested in these Zenith aircraft that they're building over there at the One Week Wonder. And so if I buy one, can I get insurance on it? Who do I have do the pre-purchase inspection? Are there people that specialize in that, or how do I go about doing it? So those are the sort of articles we'll really be featuring.
So it's thematic. Each month it's going to focus in a particular
niche
of what's involved in either owning or building or flying a home built?
It is. What we're going to try starting out, and of course this will be an evolving project and we'll see what people really want to see, but initially we're going to have an article that is, as I said, the first article is going to have the theme of venturing into the home built world. Before you spend any money, what sort of considerations might you want to make? What can you do without spending really any money on the kit or making any commitment to prepare yourself to do that? Then the next month we'll alternate months where we will have a focus on one type of aircraft. So maybe you're interested in a light bush plane. So we'll have some of our flight reviews from the past 5 years on various different light bush planes. Then the next one might be about how do I build a workshop. You know, if you want to build a plane, you need to have a workshop. So what kind of workshop do I need to have? How do I go about building it and preparing it before I ever start building? Then the following month might be on little one-seat hot rod airplanes. And so we'll have that kind of an alternating pattern, at least for 6 months, and we'll see what the readers want to have us do.
Is there a way for readers to give you feedback?
Absolutely. I have an email address, which is really simple. It's just louise@kitplains.com, and that's Kit Plains with a plural. And even right now, people can send me notes if they have particular areas they'd like to see us focus on.
Does it cost anything?
No cost at all. And we really hope that folks will sign up. You don't have to be a pilot. We expect that the people who really will be interested in this are people that aren't even in the experimental world at this time. Maybe you fly a Cessna or you rent a Piper, but you notice around the airport the people having the most fun seem to be flying those Kit planes, and you're curious about it. So it costs nothing to sign up. To sign up, all you have to do is go to kitplains.com, and in the upper right there's a button saying sign up for the Kit Planes or the Home Builders Portal.
Okay, terrific. So the Home Builders Portal is that you're going to push this to them. They're going to get it like an email?
It will be. You have to opt in. So we're not going to just start sending it out to everybody that already subscribes to AvWeb or subscribes to the paper copy of Kit Planes or anything. You will have to opt in and go and take that, push that button at kitplanes.com to get in. But then it'll be an email. And if you're an AvWeb subscriber, you'll somewhat recognize the format. It'll be an email coming out at this point once a month on the 12th of the month. You'll get an email, and it will have the very abbreviated newsletter, and then links will take you to the more extensive article.
Okay, so if you click on anything that interests you within that email, it's going to take you to an expanded version, like AvWeb does, so you'll get right to the meat of what you were looking for, but also you're now in the full chunks of all of it, so
well,
you can kind of scroll up and down, or is it
different? It's a little different than AvWeb.
Okay.
In AvWeb, if you click on one of them, you get the whole thing.
Right.
But because we are tying into archived articles in many cases, or we're tying into the news line, which tends to scroll constantly through, you will be linking over to pages that are just on what you were interested in seeing. And when you're done reading the news line, or when you're done reading the article on the Panther aircraft, you'll have to go back to the newsletter and continue reading through it to see if there's another article you'd like to link over to.
Now, will the pictures that were with those articles originally be also available in the online?
They will be, and there you can always view it two ways. The articles are archived as an online article, or personally, I like to hit the PDF format, and then you see it exactly as it appeared in the magazine.
Okay.
And my only warning is we're only opening these articles up for a month. And so you want to get in there and look at the article during that month. If you don't have time to read it, maybe download it during that month. Because at the end of the month, there'll be a new newsletter coming out. Those articles will be closed back up, except to subscribers of Kit Planes. And we'll have a new set of articles that become available the next month.
Okay. You're hoping that some of these people who click into the Home Builders Portal will find enough information and value that maybe they will be Kit Planes subscribers. Is that what I'm guessing here? I'm just guessing.
Well, I think anybody who really gets interested and decides they want to buy or to build a Kit Plane pretty soon realizes the value of Kit Planes magazine. And Kit Planes magazine will have more technical things, like a lot of Kit Planes magazine has all sorts of little shop hints and here's better ways to do it type of things that are just invaluable to a builder or even a person who buys the plane but wants to maybe make alterations or repairs. We had a recent article, I'm not sure if it's even come out yet, on how to fix your wheel pants. Well, if you fly much at all, you will damage your wheel pants. And you can spend $500 to get somebody else to fix it, or you go out and fix it yourself. And so we aren't going to have those kind of articles in the newsletter, but we would hope somebody who really gets into it, they will be interested in subscribing to Kit Planes. Plus, if you miss an article and it gets closed up, that's the way to get to that article, is to subscribe to Kit Plains Magazine. And then you can see all of the archives as far back as you want to go.
And you do go back quite a ways, don't you?
30 years. Yep.
30 years online available. So the day you become a subscriber, not only are you getting the magazine delivered to your door, but you now suddenly have the ability to tap that treasure trove.
Right, right. It's just amazing what you can do in online. And, you know, we occasionally have people say, well, I don't even want the paper magazine. So you really don't give us a price for Americans, for U.S. residents, you really don't give us a price break to subscribe online. Why don't you do that? And I can't say why corporate doesn't do it, but our answer is, why don't you subscribe to the paper magazine? Have it sent to your local school library, your boys' club, YMCA, somewhere where youth might be able to look at that magazine, and then you can read it online and have access to all the archives.
That's a brilliant idea. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
That's really great, and it keeps the clutter down at your place.
Right, right. And I certainly don't know what the taxes laws are on that, but one could at least ask their tax accountant about it.
That's exactly right. Louise, if people want to know more about Kit Plains and the portal, where would they go on the field here during AirVenture 2014 to find out?
Oh, we have a booth. It's in Hangar A. It's the Northwest booth, whichever that is.
Hangar
A, that's
right.
It's on the north side, the north wall, near the middle of that row. So on the north outside wall of Hangar A, we have a couple of folks there who are glad to answer questions. I believe they'll help you sign up. If you happen to see me around, I've got a little iPad, and I'll sign you up. I did that to Amy just last night, was it? Or
yeah,
night before?
That's true. You did. You caught me. We've been speaking with Louise Ho. She's a contributing editor for Kit Plains Magazine, and she's spoken with us about her new Home Builders Portal. Louise, I hope you get a whole bunch more signups here at the show. Thanks so much for being a guest.
Thank you, Amy, and I hope everybody goes to kitplains.com and hits that button in the upper right.